You're listening to Good News Community Radio 93.6 FM. Behind control is Cynthia Singano. Today I'm with Mpume. Mpume is back again to talk about environmental management. Mpume, I welcome you to Good News. How are you today?
Oh, I'm very good. Thank you so much, Mam Singano. And I'm very happy to be here again. To the listeners at home, a very warm greetings to you all.
Thank you so much. I know that last time we talked about town planning, and today we're going to talk about environmental management.
Yes.
And as an environmental officer, Mpume, what is the most important thing concerning environmental problems?
Well, what I would say is that when it comes to the environment, the way we treat the environment, the way we behave, you know, in terms of polluting the environment, damaging the environment. As humans, we destroy the environment in many ways, in terms of building, destroying our forestries, destroying our wetlands, which are natural resources that store water. They reduce flooding, you know, they minimize erosion, these natural features. And we also pollute the air. You see, So it is very much important to be careful in the way we behave, you know, to protect, to conserve the environment. So one of the things that we do, we tend to neglect the environment as human beings, and that affects the environment because it affects our well-being. The way we treat our environment, the way we destroy, the way we pollute, it affects us. So it is important to ensure that in whatever that we do, we protect, we conserve, and also we properly manage our environment.
Okay, thank you for that information, Mpume. Can you please tell us the importance of nature in our society?
I would say that, you know, when it comes to environment, we are all responsible, Mam Singan.
Yes.
We are all responsible. And as environmentalists, we always say, let's get our hands dirty. You know, let's take action.
Mm.
You know, why? Because the environment is potent in our well-being, in terms of health. You see, the air that we breathe, you know, we've got plant species that take on carbon dioxide and then they release oxygen. And also in terms of our activities, we have industries, you know, and these industries, they release carbon dioxide, they release smoke. This smoke pollutes the environment. So it is important that we minimize the impact on the environment, because when we minimize the impact on the environment, we improve our health, and also ensuring that the next generation also benefits, because we have to use these resources that we have effectively enough. That is why, Mam Singano, we speak of sustainable development, you see, so that even the next generation also benefits. So health-wise, you know, the way we treat our environment, it also comes back to us and affects us. Secondly, we also benefit from the environment. Why it is important economically, you see, we speak of agriculture, we speak of farming, you know, those are activities which are directly on the environment. And also we speak of transport, trade, we speak of exports and import, you know, those are economic activities that are happening because of what? Because of the resources that we have from the environment. Mam Singano, you understand that as a country, it contributes a lot for us to export coal, you see, of which coal is one of our natural resources, precious natural resources. We have some other fruits that we export to other countries. So it is important economically, you know, to protect, to conserve our environment. And over and above that, even in terms of building, you have cement, got wood that you get it from what? From these forests. So if we burn this forestry, which means we're affecting ourselves economically, health-wise, and also from any other services that we get. And also we destroy the environment in many ways, you know, as human beings. So we're affecting ourselves, and also we're losing the benefits of what, of the services that we are receiving from the environment. So it is important that we protect nature, because, you know, for our well-being to survive, we need environment. That is why we say it as environmental management. It was supposed to be a subject that is compulsory in every field at university, because everyone has to play a role in terms of managing, protecting, you see, the environment.
Wow. Okay, I understand that now. Thank you so much, Mpume. And Mpume, what are the contributing factors of climate change?
I will start, you know, as a planner, I will start from urbanization. That's what we call urbanization, comes with the overdevelopment of industries, of residential areas, you know, commercial areas. And that also contribute to what? That's also contributing to concrete surface, you know, contributing to tar surface, you know, all these roads, all these huge buildings that we have. As a result, urban areas, they've got a lot of heat that is coming from urban areas. Heat that is released by industries, heat that is released from a residential, you know, heat that is released by high use of motor vehicles. You see, as this heat contributes to the gases in the atmosphere and to the temperature rise in the atmosphere. And then that temperature, it's also what we refer to as what? It refers to global warming. It causes global warming, you see, because we've got these gases. Then this global warming, because of high temperatures, because of the activities and what we are doing that contributes, then it also causes what? It causes climate change. That's how climate change, we have it. Because of what? Because of what we are doing, the activities that contribute to high temperatures in the atmosphere and the gases. Then those gases, I'm talking about carbon dioxide, fossil fuel, you know, even methane, you see. Those are one of the dangerous gases that comes from waste, you see, and other activities. So it contributes to the trapping the sun. These gases become the blanket in the atmosphere and trap the sun. And then you find that urban areas, they've got more heat. As a result, it causes climate change. That is why we see now when we've got storms of high intensity over a short period of time, you see. And then that is why you find that there's some changes in terms of seasons. You see, long summers, short winter, you know. Why? Because we have so much effect in terms of the change in the climate as a human being. Okay. Climate change doesn't happen naturally. That is why we have what we called Sustainable Development Goals. There are 17 Sustainable Development Goals. And Sustainable Development Goals, why we are having one of these Sustainable Development Goals, the aim actually is that whatever that you are doing, you know, in terms of development as human on the planet, we must minimize the impact. You see, we must minimize what we are doing because it causes what? It's causing the depletion of the ozone layer, the global warming, and that is why we're experiencing this climate change. That is why many of countries now, we are experiencing floods. Why we are experiencing high temperatures, you know, 33 rises, some temperature decrease that we've never experienced before. And that is why we have droughts in agriculture. You know, farmers are crying, talk as well as crops are being destroyed because of these high temperatures we're experiencing. It's what? It's because of climate change. They will tell you that their production is no longer the same than before. It's because of effects of what? The effects of climate change.
Okay, wow. All right, Pume. And when we talk about air pollution now, what kind of pollution is bad for our health?
You know, I like to make examples, you know, because I was an educator. I was an educator, so I like to make examples. So we have so many environmental laws. We have water, we've got waste management, we've got the National Environmental Management Act, which is called NEMA. So you're asking me that in terms of air pollution, that what kind of air pollution that is bad for our health. So when it comes to pollution, more especially, I will say that the most areas that experience air that is highly polluted are the people who are living in urban areas compared to rural areas.
Yeah.
You see, why? Because in rural areas, we've got so many activities that contribute to dust, you know, that cause air pollution. We've got industries that produce smoke that contribute to air pollution. You know, gases that contribute to air pollution. That is why we speak of polluter charge, you know, to charge those who pollute. But it's a process to charge, don't just charge. Because there are environmental health officers who monitor, because there's some standards that needs to be met. If you don't meet those standards, you have to remedy your pollution. So if you don't, then it goes as far as charging. You have to pay for the damage on the environment. So it is important that we don't pollute. There's some standards, because when we have this air pollution, it's not affecting only us as human beings in terms of our health, well-being. It also affects the biodiversity, some plant and animal species. So it is important that we manage our air pollution in terms of meeting the standards, because it also contributes to this acidic rain that we talk about. Acidic rain, which is caused by pollutants that we have in the atmosphere. It also translates to our lifespan as human beings. You know, sometimes you will find that you will live up to 65 and then you start your respiratory diseases, you see, lung cancer and so other diseases, which are attached to type of air that, especially in the urban environment. That is why you find that people, when they retire, they like to go and build in rural areas so that they will have fresh, clean, you know. See, that is why as environmental officers, we always say that we need to promote to have a healthy, safe environment.
Okay. Thank you, Mpume. Okay. What is global warming? Because I can hear that word every day in our days. Is there any hope for the future?
Yes. You know, there is hope for the future. It's because, you know, global warming is associated with increase of population. Why I'm saying it's associated with increase of population? Because of increase of population, we need more production.
Yes.
Because of increase of population, we need more cars. We need a lot of activities that are happening. As a lot of activities that are happening, they contribute to high temperatures, as I've said, to gases, you know, pollutants that are released into the atmosphere. Then we have global warming. And as environmental officers, that is why we promote and encourage people or communities to plant trees, you know, because trees are there to pollute the air and the trees are there to purify. They reduce these temperatures because trees, they release carbon dioxide. And you also promote protection of water resources and water bodies because those are the natural resources that serve as the service in terms of purifying and cooling our earth surface. So as environmentalists, we always promote people to have gardens, one home, one garden. I think we've heard that there's some programs. That project was run by our provincial department, one home, one garden. Why? Because if we have these gardens will able to purify and serve the service of purifying and producing clean air for us so that we reduce this global warming that we have.
Okay. Thank you, Mpume. Yes. That was very informative. I want to talk about recycling.
Yes.
Why is it important to recycle?
You know, we speak of all these environmental problems. Some of the huge one is waste, how we manage our waste. You know, recycling is managing waste from the source, separate waste. That is why you see other companies and some other businesses now, they've got three bins where you can throw your plastic, your paper, as well as something that is organic or tins, you see. So by so doing that, you're minimizing waste that is being disposed in landfill sites because now we are running short of landfill sites. Actually, in urban areas, there's scarcity of land, you see. So we cannot always have these landfill sites. That is why we promote people to recycle and also to reuse, you know. I went to Kenya. When I was in Kenya, I attended the Resilient Urban Communities Conference. And we have to go out and see what communities are doing in terms of as part of resilient community projects. One of the projects was recycling. What they are doing there, they are collecting plastic water bottles.
Yes.
And then these plastic water bottles, they will cut it in nice threads. And then these threads, then they will make mats and they will make baskets.
Yeah.
So you see, and then they will sell these mats and then they will sell these baskets. By so doing that, they are reusing these water bottles. And some other groups, they were using the bottles, you know, the glass ones. So to make glass, mostly they were using the transparent one to make glass. So it's also part of reuse. And we also, there are three R's in terms of recycling. We've got recycling, where you separate waste and reuse the waste. Can we make an example of your kettle? You've got an old kettle at home. Now you want to destroy it. Why don't you make a nice garden vase on that old kettle that you have? That is recycling. Taking that old kettle that you don't want in your kitchen doesn't look good now and make a nice vase in your garden. That is part of what? That is part of recycling. And you're reusing it in a useful way. And also, we talk of repair. You know, rather than to destroy, rather than you have to repair first this kettle that you see that, can I repair? Because it's not that it's broken. So when it's broken, repair it, then you can also use it or you give it to someone else to use it rather than to destroy it and contribute to so much waste that is going down into the level. So recycling is also important that we manage our waste because by recycling, you know that there are job opportunities that are created. As I've said, there are a lot of recycling projects that we have. You know, I'm talking about recycling even organic food. You know, some people, they make charcoal from that organic food.
Wow.
Some they make compost from that food. So it is important rather than to throw it away, you know, dispose it, make something useful out of that waste, you see.
Okay.
That is, and make money, you know.
Yeah.
Make great jobs. Yes. Great jobs as well.
You're encouraging us to be creative.
Yes.
In other ways.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much for that information. I think I'll start something.
Exactly. Exactly. Use that old tray that you don't want.
And do something with
and
it.
And do something.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for your time. I hope that we'll talk again soon because we still need you.
Yes.
And we need more information to equip us. That information will help other people. Right now, I know some people are benefiting. Thank you so much. Can you say goodbye to our listener?
To the listeners at home, thank you so much for having me and also listening. Thank you so much. Till next time. Thank you.